Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Have you ever heard of the medical acronym TAT, T-A-T-T? It stands for Tired All the Time. According to NHS statistics, at any given time, one person in five living in the United Kingdom feels, quote, unusually tired, end quote. And one in ten of us have prolonged fatigue caused by a lack of rest. This tends to be more predominant among females than males. And in the vast majority of instances, no physiological cause leads to this fatigue. Instead, doctors note that it is a buildup of lots of little bits of stress that bring this lack of sleep and consequently fatigue upon us. We do know that there are many physical causes of sleeplessness, but the overwhelming reasons that people feel tired and fatigued are psychological. It is well known that anxiety causes insomnia. In a survey conducted by the Mental Health Foundation, it was discovered that almost one-third of the population are severely sleep-deprived, often because of worrying about their jobs or their finances or their families or etc. It is also clear that our lifestyles can contribute to our fatigue. If you eat too much food late at night or you drink too much alcohol, this will disrupt your sleeping patterns. Playing computer games or watching scary movies or even exercising before going to bed can also contribute to difficulties in falling asleep. The NHS website also gives some helpful tips for getting a better night's sleep, and these include going to bed and getting up at regular times, regular exercise, but not just before you hit the hay, that we are to consume less caffeine, that we are not to overindulge in food or alcohol, that we shouldn't smoke, that we should spend some time unwinding, and finally, that we shouldn't go to bed and just lie there worrying. Well, believe it or not, the Bible speaks about the issue of sleeplessness. The prophet Micah notes that the wicked, when they go to bed, spend their time plotting and scheming instead of sleeping. He writes, "Woe to those who devise wickedness and work evil on their beds. When the morning comes, they perform it, because it is in the power of their hand." And in Psalm chapter 36, verse 4, David remarks, "He plots trouble while on his bed. He sees himself in a way that is not good. He does not reject evil." Perhaps the medical profession has missed something here. Yes, we lose sleep and we become fatigued because of our worries and our anxieties, but how much of that worry and anxiety are a result of our pondering over, planning, and dreaming about sinful behavior or evil actions? Perhaps we scheme about getting revenge on those who have unjustly wronged us. Or maybe we scheme about getting ahead at the office by stepping on colleagues who stand in our way as we climb up the corporate ladder. Often we fixate upon how others have wronged us or our family members or our friends. You might want to give this a try. The next time you're tossing and turning under the covers, take a minute and ask yourself why you cannot get to sleep. I suspect we might be surprised, if not horrified, by the thoughts that are racing through our minds. Again, the Bible speaks to this situation. In Psalm 4, verse 4, David exhorts the wicked and those who are chasing after false gods to tremble and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts, in your bed, and be silent. In other words, take a good and honest look at God's holiness and righteousness That will cause you to tremble and to stop sinning. So shut up and give yourself a good talking to during the wee hours of the night, and come to your senses and repent. By contrast, those who trust in, call upon, and find their true security in the triune God will have hearts that overflow with joy, and at night they will both lie down and sleep in peace and in safety. Psalm chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. This peace and security is available to all people in Jesus Christ. For it is Christ Himself who said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Has life worn you out? Are you fatigued and weary? And are you just flat out tired of being tired? Then rest in Jesus. His peace and His rest are your peace and your rest. And trusting in His promises, we can rest securely and joyfully in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lighten our darkness, O Lord, and by your great mercy, defend us from all dangers of the night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.